Fall has finally arrived. The cool weather and changing leaves is like a present for working hard and overcoming the humidity of the summer. Autumn is my favorite season, so I'm very excited to experience it in Japan for the first time. However, I did not know what things were considered autumn things, so I decided to look them up. While I was looking, I discovered the Japanese word fubuchi. Because fubuchi refers to food, symbols, etc., characteristics of a particular season, I want to look more deeply into American and Japanese autumn fubuchi. First, for Japan, similar to America, is the autumn leaves. No matter what country you may go to, autumn leaves are a striking fall-time fubuchi. It is enjoyable to see the leaves change from green to yellows, reds, and oranges. In Japan, Jūgoya is a moon-viewing event, which is special to the autumn season. For food, the sanma fish, chestnuts, and persimmon seems to be special fall food in Japan. For America, it is true that autumn leaves come to mind as the main fall fubuchi. When I was a kid, I have fun memories like when I would collect all the fallen leaves and create a leaf mountain to play in. For events, Halloween is an event where you dress up in costumes and receive candy that both kids and adults enjoy. However, when I was a kid, Halloween was always cold, so even though I was wearing a costume, my parents made me wear a coat, which was disappointing. For fall-time food, pumpkins and apples are thought to be very fall-like foods. Specifically, going to an orchard to pick apples and going to a pumpkin patch have become a lot of families' fall-time tradition. When looking at American and Japanese fubuchi, there are definitely similar and different ones, right? No matter what, being able to enjoy nature through these special fall items is the thing they have in common. I am looking forward to experiencing my first Japanese autumn.